All right, guys, so I'm at the walled city of Cartagena. This is where all the prostitutes are, and it's the most historical part of town. And I have to be very careful filming. It's not so much the bad guys, you know, the cops can give you problems. So anyways, I'm at the gates of the clock tower, and I'm acting like a dumb tourist. What you guys have here is, you know how when you go to a historical site, they usually have like a description, like what went on in this historical site. So that's what I'm doing right now, guys. Kind of like low-key trying to film the area, but at the same time, act like I'm doing historical bullshit. So it seems that Cartagena, they're doing the whole racist, xenophobic, you know, we all should feel bad for slavery, even though this was done 500 years ago, and obviously none of us have taken part in it. But yeah, man, global homos all over the world, guys. So let's see if I can low-key give you some picture or some video of the prostitutes and what's going on. All right, guys, so I mean, you guys can probably, you know, you guys can probably freeze frame if you want to read this later on your own. Again, global homo, guys, is worldwide, okay? You just have to keep your eyes on a swivel around here, guys. You really do. I don't even know if you guys can read this. Pretty much, see, Cartagena has a big African descent, and the reason behind it is that Africans were sold into slavery here. So all the African slave trade, where the black people were sold into slavery, it happened right here in right here where I'm standing. So there's a lot of black people here in Cartagena, and that's because, again, they came from Africa as slaves. So I would say the vast majority of people here in Cartagena are Afro-Colombian, you know, black, maybe mixed a little bit. You know, some people are still pure black, you know, even though they've been here for probably 500 years, they're still black. So when you guys come to a place like Cartagena, don't be surprised that there's black people. Fortunately, they're not the same black people we have as back in America, you know. So they're good, decent people, I have to say, and they cook real well. So let me see if I can give you a tour of this place without getting into any trouble with any of the natives or the police, okay? So that's a statue right there in the middle, okay? Again, you have to keep your eyes on a swivel here. There's a prostitute walking. You know, right now it's 1 o'clock at night, so all the prostitutes are pretty much gone by now. You know, usually they get taken up early on. Also, at the same time, you have to keep in mind that it's a Sunday night. So not a lot of people out here on a Sunday night. See, prostitutes over there. You know, I know it doesn't look much. There's a clock tower, okay? World famous clock tower, right? A couple of prostitutes over there, police walking around, you know. The good thing about this place is that they have police walking around all the time, you know. I feel, you know, I never felt unsafe here. It's just that when you walk around with a camera like this, you know, people tend to get a little bit, you know, anxious because they don't know what you're doing, you know. So this is why I'm going to make it really, really quick. So, yeah, guys, this is the walled city, world famous clock tower over here. okay, the statue of our Padre Samson over there, all the prostitutes. There's more to this walled city than this, you know. You got all the walls over here, over there, guys. You know, that's like 500-year-old walls over there. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna cut this video now while I'm still doing this without getting into any sort of trouble. But hey, man, you can come here. Prostitutes cost about 200,000 to 400,000 pesos, which is like 40 bucks to like, you know, almost 100. Well, no, 40 bucks, almost $100, depending on what you want from them. What else is I gonna tell you guys? Most women here are probably a six, okay? I know in America we like to say we want dime pieces, but being absolutely realistic, you know, what are you gonna get for 40 bucks, you know? You're gonna get a six at best. And a lot of these girls, you know, they're Venezuelans, you know? So that's like the only thing they can do. So vast majority of women here are a six. You'll find the usual, you know, seven or eight, you know, but those will charge a premium. So again, they start around 200,000 and they go all the way up to like maybe 400,000 pesos, which again, you're going from like 40, 50 up to like $100. Anyway, guys, talk to you later.